I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. What's in a name? Well, if you're Muslim living in the United States today, your name might evoke ideas about you that your parents never intended. When Muhammad Nasihu Ali first came to the U.S., he liked his name. For one, it made people think of the former heavyweight champ, one of the world's most beloved American citizens. But after 9/11, everything changed. Muhammad Nasihu Ali, welcome.
Thank you.
So you came to the States in 1988. Did you think your name was an advantage?
Oh, definitely. Actually, my name, the way you pronounce it fully, is Muhammad Nasihu Abubakar Ali. It's a whole name. But when I got here, of course, you know, knowing full well how popular Muhammad Ali's name was, I, you know, conveniently just deleted the two names in between and just called myself Muhammad Ali.
And you are Ghanaian by birth?
Yes, I'm from Ghana, yes.
So did you think about going with your middle name? I understand that would be the common thing to do in Ghana because Muhammad is a first name given to many people. And
everyone is named Muhammad in my family. It is a middle name. You know, that's pretty much the adjective that describes the quality of Muhammad. So typically at home, they will call me Nasihu to differentiate from all the other Muhammads. But here, you know, I think generally Americans like to use the first and the last name. And who would say no to a name like Muhammad Ali? So I just took on Muhammad Ali.
How did people react to your name before the attacks on the World Trade Center?
Let me tell you, I used to get very cool reactions. You know, some funny ones, some even hostile, but, you know, in a kind of funny way, you know. Sometimes when people hear my name, when I tell them my name is Muhammad Ali, they would just look at me and go, please tell us your real name. What is your real name? But my name is Muhammad Ali, you know? And, you know, it runs the gamut. You know, I get some people who just, as soon as they hear the name, they'll just look at me from top to down. And I'm smallish, you know? I'm not a big guy at all. So, you know, giving me this look, you know, what are you doing having the name Muhammad Ali? So it used to be, you know, really great, you know, wherever you go, you know, wherever I went, you know, the name just evokes this, you know, respect from the original Muhammad Ali, and then they look at me, this funny guy having the name. But then, of course, with September 11, everything changed.
You were actually in New York on 9/11. Tell me what happened.
No, I was at the site. I was in the World Trade Center right after the first plane had hit, and they were trying to get us out of the building, so I came out of the building. You know, to make a long story short, I called my wife at home. At that time, we had a six-month-old, and I was telling her, listen, I don't know what's going on here, but something really crazy, something terrible is going on around here, so I'm just going to leave. As I was on the phone with her, the second plane hit. So the line went dead. For the next 6 hours, my wife and my family thought I was dead because I was right at the site, you know, when that happened. It was horrible.
When you heard that these terrorist attacks were led by Muslims, did you think that it might have an impact on you directly?
I thought so. Let me tell you, even till today, any time I watch the news and there are news of terrorist, you know, plots or attempts, of course, most of them have the name Muhammad. And honestly, my biggest fear right now is for them to name someone from West Africa. You know, I still, you know, used to get it because it's largely Muslims who are doing it, and largely, even though mostly it's people from the Middle East, but lately people from North Africa has been, you know, they've been involved in that. So I knew it was going to come to that. I knew that. I've always had that fear.
You mentioned that you had a six-month-old at the time of the 9/11 attacks.
Attack, mm-hmm.
Now your child is old enough to understand some things about the world. Do you talk to your child about anti-Muslim prejudice and about the events of 9/11, anything like that?
I do talk to her a lot about it. I do talk to her a lot about it. Even though, you know, I'm a Muslim, I grew up a Muslim, I still do practice, you know, but I'm not, you know, I'm not fundamentalist by any means, you know, and I'm very, very, very moderate, even way to the left side, you know. So I do talk to her, you know. The point is for me not to raise her. I want to raise her as a citizen of the world, to be honest with you. It may sound, you know, like a cliche, but that's how I want to raise her, because as an artist, that's how I live my life. I want to raise her as a very proud black person, first and foremost. And anything else comes, you know,
Finally, do you think things have changed, for better or worse, in those intervening years after the wounds of 9/11 were so fresh?
I'm not sure if things have changed, to be honest with you. I mean, sometimes I go in between being very angry about what happens to me sometimes when I do travel. But then at the same time, you know, you understand that is human nature. We tend to get panicky, and you know, whenever there's any religious, ethnic, you know, or national tension. So I do understand it, you know, that, you know, when it comes to that. But things really, I don't think things have changed that much, because I still do get into trouble sometimes when I travel. You know, they will keep me, you know, for a very long time doing some research somewhere. And the fact that they have not been able to figure out that the Muhammad Ali, who lives in Brooklyn at my address, is not a terrorist, I think we have a very long way to go.
Well, Muhammad, thank you so much.
It's a great pleasure.
Muhammad Nasihu Ali is a writer living in Brooklyn, and his latest novel is The Prophet of Zongo Street.